بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the previous lesson we went through the ayat starting with ayah number 11 in which Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When it is said to them, i.e. the munafiqun, do not cause corruption upon the earth, they say, rather we are the ones who reform and rectify. And we went to the ayah, the saying of Allah, ayah number 16 of Surah Al-Baqarah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ, the ayah. Verily, they are the ones who have exchanged misguidance with guidance. And we are still talking about the munafiqun and the traits or the characteristics of the munafiqun, the people of an-nifaq. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the traits and the characteristics of the people of nifaq. And amongst their traits is that after knowing the truth, they then reject the truth. And for this reason, Allah said regarding them, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those people who have disbelieved, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Regardless of whether you warn them or you don't warn them, they will not believe. Why? Because they have already rejected Islam and Iman. Allah mentions regarding them that their hearts are sealed, and their ears are sealed, and their eyes have a cover over them, meaning they don't see the truth, they don't hear the truth, they don't want to hear the truth, and neither do they think. Also, Allah mentioned previously that some of the signs of the hypocrites is deception and trickery, and they try to deceive people that they have believed, whereas in reality they have not believed. Allah said afterwards, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that amongst them, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, amongst them are those who say, we believe in Allah and we believe in the final day, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, but they have not believed. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ, they try to deceive Allah and they try to deceive those who have believed. Also, Allah mentioned in the previous ayat that in their hearts is a disease, and Allah increases them in their disease, i.e. in their hearts, because they chose to reject the message and they chose for themselves the disease of kufr, Allah then increases this disease in their heart. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that if it is said to them, don't cause fasad, they say, we are the ones who rectify. And Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ, rather they are the ones who are causing fasad. And the fasad which they cause, the corruption which they cause, is the corruption of kufr and nifaq and disobedience to Allah. Also, we mentioned how Allah mentions their characteristics, that from their traits and characteristics is mocking the believers and specifically mocking the companions alayhim ridwanullah. Allah says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. When it is said to them, believe as the people have believed. And the meaning of nas here is the Sahaba. When it is said to them, believe as the people have believed, i.e. as the Sahaba have believed, they will say, shall we believe like the foolish people believe? So from the traits of the munafiqun is them mocking the Sahaba. And we said, therefore, every single person who mocks a single Sahabi from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shares this trait with the munafiqun. Also from their traits is how they are two-faced. Now when they are with the believers, they will believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, but when they are with their own shayateen, and here Allah called them shayateen. And this shows us that there are shayateen amongst the jinn, and there are also shayateen amongst mankind. And shayateen amongst mankind are the munafiqun. And in these ayat which we're going to recite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives two examples or two parables for the munafiqun, and we will go through them bi-idhnillah. As usual, I'll recite first inshallah, we recite after me, ayah after ayah, and then inshallah listen to one or two of your recitation. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير So in these ayat, in these noble ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives two parables or two examples for the people of an-nifaq. And the first example or the first parable He gives for them is He's saying, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا That the example or the parable for the people of nifaq is like a person who lit a fire. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ And when this fire, when it lit up or when it radiated everything which was around it, meaning when there was light around it, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ Then all of a sudden, Allah takes away the light. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ And then Allah leaves them in the darkness and they cannot see that which is around them. So this example, this parable, it succinctly, it describes to us the situation of the kuffar or specifically the situation of the munafiqun. That the people of nifaq, they are in absolute darkness. It is the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the desert, under the darkness of the clouds. So they are in absolute darkness. And therefore, they are in need of something which enlightens that which is around them. They need to know where the dangers are, feel safety, and so on and so forth. So one of them, he lights a fire. And of course, the fire is good in one way and it's bad in another way. We benefit from the fire, but the fire can also harm us. We benefit firstly from the light of the fire. And of course, in the olden days when there wasn't electricity, people would use the fires, whether it was a candle or a small fire, to radiate the path in front of them. And the second way we benefit from the fire is the heat of the fire. At the same time, the fire can be harmful in that it can burn a person. So the people of Nifaq, they are in absolute darkness, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the desert, and so they light, one of them lights a fire. And because of this fire, he can now see that which is around him. So he sees the dangers, he sees the area which is safe, he sees everything which is around him. And he benefits from that fire. He benefits from that fire. And then, just as he is able to now, he's beginning to see that which is around him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the light of the fire. And notice in this ayah, Allah says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ, that Allah takes away the light of the fire. Allah doesn't extinguish the fire, but the light of the fire Allah takes away. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, and then Allah leaves them in darkness and they cannot see. How is this example, how does it fit to the situation of the people of An-Nifaq? The author, rahimahullah, Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir Sa'di rahimahullah, he says that the munafiqun, they are in darkness. And because of them pretending to have iman, they then benefit a little bit. Meaning, their blood is now safe and their property becomes safe. And maybe some of the Muslims will marry their women off to them at the time of the munafiqun. And also some of the war booty, they will also get some of the war booty. Because the Muslims are in authority, these people gain authority. Maybe they will even gain certain positions. So now, just as a group of people will benefit from the fire which is showing some light and some heat, then also the munafiqun, because of how they are pretending to have iman, they are now also benefiting from some light and some heat. But this light and this heat, it isn't from their hearts, because their hearts have nifaq. Rather, it's from the iman of the believers. Because of the iman of the companions, then these people are also benefiting, but only in the dunya. And as soon as the munafiqun begin to feel safe, and they start to acquire some of the worldly benefit, death comes to them. And then when death comes to them, then Allah takes away all of that benefit. And now what benefit do they have? And now they are in darkness again, but it is the darkness of misguidance, and the darkness of the punishment of Allah, and the darkness of the grave, and then finally the darkness of the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And this is the example which Allah gives for the people of An-Nifaq. He says, فَكَذَٰلِكَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ, that similarly those munafiqun, استوقدوا نار الإيمان من المؤمنين, that they benefited from the fire, i.e. the light, from the believers. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ صِفَةً لَهُمْ, and it wasn't something which they had. It wasn't the light of their own heart because they were munafiqun. But because of the believers, they benefited something from the dunya which the believers also had. فَاسْتَضَاءُ بِهَا مُؤَقَّةً وَانْتَفَعُوا, so they benefited from this light just for a short amount of time. How did they benefit? فَحُقِنَتْ بِذَلِكَ دِمَاؤُهُمْ, that their lives and their blood, it was protected. وَسَلِمَتْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ, and also their property, it was protected by the believers. وَحَصَلَ لَهُمْ نَوْعٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and also they benefited because they had some safety upon this earth. فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ كَذَلِكَ, and whilst they are in this state, إِذْ هَجَمَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَوْتِ, then death comes to them. فَسَلَّبَهُمُ الْإِنْتِفَاعُ بِذَلِكُ النُّورِ, and that which they used to gain from the light, from the believers, now it has been taken away. وَحَصَلَ لَهُمْ كُلُّ هَمٍّ وَغَمٍّ وَعَذَابٍ, and now Every worry, every anxiety, every punishment is amongst those people. فَحَصَلَ لَهُمْ ظَلَمَةِ الْقَبْرِ. So now upon them is the darkness of the grave. وَظَلَمَةُ الْكُفَرِ. And upon them is the darkness of al-kufr. وَظَلَمَةُ النِّفَاقِ. And upon them is the darkness of the nifaq. وَظَلَمَةُ الْمَعَاصِي. And upon them is the darkness of the disobedience. وَبَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَلَمَةُ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْقِرَارِ. And after this, the darkness of the fire and how evil an abode this is. And this was the example which Allah gave. That these people, it's like they were in darkness and then they benefited from some light and some heat. And then all of a sudden, this heat and this light, it is removed. And this is the example of the munafiqun. And remember in this ayah, the author, he mentions a very beautiful point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he did not say, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنَارِهِمْ, that Allah takes away the fire. Rather, Allah says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ, that Allah takes away the light. Meaning the fire remains, just the light has been taken away. Why? The author says, فَذَهَبَ مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْإِشْرَاقِ وَبَقِيَ مَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْإِحْرَاقِ. That Allah, He takes away the light of the fire, but He leaves the burning of that fire for them. So the fire will burn them, but there will be no more light from the fire. And we mentioned that a fire, it can either benefit us or it can harm us. It benefits us from its light, but it can also harm us because of its burning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He doesn't take away the fire. He takes away the light of the fire. And therefore, that which remains behind upon them is the punishment of the fire. And for this reason, then Allah says in the next ayah, summun, that they are deaf, meaning they cannot hear any goodness. So it isn't the physical deafness, but the deafness of the heart, the deafness of spirituality, i.e. they cannot hear any goodness. Summun ay an sima' al-khayr. They are deaf, i.e. from hearing anything which is good. Bukmun ay an nutq bihi. They cannot speak, meaning they cannot speak with goodness. And also umyun an ru'yat al-haq. And also they are blind, i.e. blind from seeing the truth. Fahum la yarji'un. And therefore they do not come to the truth. Why will they never return to the truth? Why did Allah say, فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, that they will not return? Because they knew the truth, and then they rejected, and they left the truth. And for this reason, they do not come back to it. And we mentioned previously, that a person who doesn't believe because of ignorance, he's better than a person who knows belief, and then he rejects it. Because the first person who didn't believe because of ignorance, maybe one day the guidance will come to him and therefore he will accept. But the person who knew the truth and then he stayed away, this person, he will not come back. And we said similarly, this is similar to a person who sins, and all of us sin, but he knows he is sinning. And he admits he is sinning. And he feels in front of Allah the guilt of sinning. He is in a better situation than a person who will sin and then he tries to justify his sinning. So you have two people, you have one person, both of them are listening to music. One person listens to music and he believes that it is wrong. He believes that it is a sin. And the other person listens to music and then he justifies it. He says, no, music is halal. And dhikr is done with music. Which one of them will make tawbah? The first one, he will make tawbah because he knows it is a sin. The second one who believes it is halal, why should he make tawbah? He believes this is an act of worship. And this is why the Salaf, they used to say, La tawbata lil mubtadi', that a person of innovation, there is no tawbah from him. Why should the person of innovation seek repentance when he's only doing that action because he thinks this is worship of Allah? But as for the person of ma'siyah, the ignorant person, the disobedient person, he will make tawbah because he knows that which he is doing, it is a mistake and it is sinning. And for this reason Allah said, فَإِنْ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ, that those people, because they knew Iman, they knew the truth, and then they turned away from it, they will not come back to the truth. And then Allah Jalla fil Ula, He also gives a second example or a second parable for the people of Nifaq. He says, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Or another example of them is that they are like صَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ, i.e. they are like a person who upon him is descending a lot of rain. Rain in Arabic is matar, and as for al-sayyib, then it is heavy rain, I like a storm. So it isn't a person who is feeling some rain, because rain brings barakah. Rather, it is a person in the midst of the storm. Fihi ظلمات, and because of this storm, because of the clouds, the person is in utter darkness. And there is also Ra'd and Barq. And Ra'd is thunder and Barq is lightning. So this person, he's in this situation, the Munafiq, in complete darkness because of the cloud. And he's scared because of the thunder, and also he's scared because of the lightning. So this Munafiq, he's always in this state. And Allah says, كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ, every time a little bit of light comes, because of the lightning, when it is dark, and then that lightning comes for that moment of time, that second or few seconds, there's a little bit of light. Every time there's a bit of light, مَشَوْ فِيهِ, he starts walking. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا, and then as soon as the light goes away and the darkness comes back, he stands still. So he cannot move any more. And in this parable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes this person, the state of this person, to the munafiqun. I.e. the munafiqun, إِذَا سَمِعُوا الْقُرْآنِ, when they hear the Qur'an, وَأَوَامِرَهُ وَنَوَاهِ, and when they hear the commandments of the Qur'an and the prohibitions of the Qur'an, وَوَعْدَهُ وَوَعِيدَهُ, and when they hear the promises of the Qur'an and the punishments of the Qur'an, جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ, they used to place their fingers in their ears. وَأَعْرَضُوا عَنْ أَمْرِهِ وَنَهِهِ, and they used to turn away from the commandments of the Qur'an and the prohibitions of the Qur'an. Why? Because they used to become scared by the punishments of the Qur'an. They used to feel threatened by the punishments of the Qur'an. So they used to completely turn away from the teachings of the Qur'an. Just like a person who is in this darkness, every time he hears thunder, he places his hands or fingers in his ears because he doesn't want to hear that thunder. And every time he sees the lightning, he tries to cover his eye because he doesn't want to see the lightning. And this is like the person, these munafiqun, every time they hear guidance, they quickly put their fingers in their ears. They see the believers, they turn away from the believers. And then Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ Allah, had Allah wanted, لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, Allah would remove their hearing and remove their eyesight. And in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's reminding us that it is Allah who has given us this sight, and it is Allah who has given us this hearing, and it is Allah who has given us these hands and these feet. And if we use this sight for disobedience to Allah, وَلَوْ شَاءَ Allah, if Allah wants, لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, Allah can take away the hearing and take away the light. Allah gives you these hands. If you use these hands in the disobedience of Allah, is the one who created these hands and gave them to you, is he not able to take these hands away from you? And also every single ni'mah, every ni'mah which Allah has given us upon this earth, whether it is children, whether it is wealth, whether it is property, whether it is good health, if we don't use all of these in the shukr of Allah, then Allah is able to take all of this away from us. And in this ayah, Allah described them that they cannot see and they cannot hear, meaning spiritually. And then Allah said, and physically, Allah is able to take away their physical hearing and their physical seeing. So whenever a person disobeys Allah with anything which Allah has given him, he should always remember that just as Allah has given me this ni'mah, if I use it in disbelief, if I use it in disobedience, then just as Allah gave it to me, he can also take it away from me. And for this reason, Allah said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ Allah, had Allah willed, لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah will take away their hearing and take away their sight. And then Allah finishes by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That Allah is over every single thing Qadir, He has complete ability. And therefore, Al-Qadir, this is one of the names of Allah. And if you remember previously, we said that Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they always affirm for Allah the name, and they affirm for Allah the sifa, the attribute behind the name, and they also affirm for Allah the effect of that name and that attribute. So we have to affirm that Allah is Al-Qadir, this is one of His beautiful names. We have to affirm the sifa, the attribute Al-Qudra, that Allah has complete ability. Al-Qadir isn't just an empty name, rather it means that He has complete ability. And then from the effects of this name and this attribute is that He wills and He does whatever He wishes. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah is over every single thing, He has complete ability. This is also in this ayah, the author mentions that this is a refutation against the Qadariyah. And the Qadariyah were a group of people, a deviated sect, and they used to say that the decree of Allah, the ability of Allah, the Qudra of Allah and His decree, it is limited. That Allah has decreed some things, but He doesn't decree our actions. Rather, the humans, we are the ones who are decree our own actions. And they used to say that our actions are outside the decree of Allah. Allah creates us, but as for our actions that He does not decree, neither does He create us. And Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they believe that Allah has created the people and He has also created their actions. Allah has decreed the people to be created. He has also decreed their actions. But then after this, Allah ordered us to do goodness and He gave us a will. And Allah told us to stay away from evil and He gave us a will. So there are two extremes. One extreme is the Qadariyah, it was a deviated sect. And another extreme is the Jabariyah. The Qadariyah, they say that humans, we have a complete free will. And this will is independent of and outside the decree of Allah. And the Jabariyah, they say that every single person is majboor. That every single person, he's under the decree of Allah, and therefore you are forced to do your actions. Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they affirm for Allah a decree, and they also affirm for the people a will. But our will is under the will and the decree of Allah. Like this. And therefore, a person cannot use the decree of Allah as an excuse or a justification to do sinning. And this is something unfortunate that many of the ignorant Muslims, they will use. If you say to the brother, "Now look, brother, you should be praying." You say, "I'll pray when Allah decrees me to pray." Or if you say to a person, for example, "Don't smoke." You say, "But decree is written. I'll die when I'll die, whether I smoke or not." And in reality, this is something which is complete jahl, complete ignorance. Firstly, why is it that they only use the decree of Allah when it comes to sinning? This person who's not praying, why doesn't he pray and then say, "This is the decree of Allah"? Why is it only he uses the decree of Allah when he's not praying? Why don't you pray and then say, "Look, this is the decree of Allah," instead of not praying and say that this is the decree of Allah? Secondly, why is it that they only use the decree of Allah as an excuse for the deen and worship, but not for the dunya? So does any of them sit at home and not work and not get married and not send their children to the school for education? They say, "But the decree of Allah will come. And my children will come by the decree of Allah. I don't need to move. And my rizq will come by the decree of Allah. I don't need to move." They don't do this. They go out and they work and they pay for their children to go to the best schools for education. But when it comes to the dunya, then the decree of Allah is blamed. And then the third answer to those people is, how can you blame the decree of Allah before it occurs and you don't know what the decree of Allah is? Meaning, you only know the decree of Allah after it has occurred. You don't know the decree of Allah before it has occurred. So when somebody says for you to pray, how do you know it is the decree of Allah that you're not going to pray and it isn't the decree of Allah that you're going to pray? Why have you made that decision already? Why don't you go pray and then say that this is the decree of Allah? So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He affirms for Himself, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has complete ability, complete قدرة, and He is also قدر, He also decrees everything. And we as humans have also been given a will, but our will is under the will of Allah. And what is the point of Allah revealing the Quran and sending commandments and mentioning those things which are haram if we don't have a choice? Why did Allah create Jannah and create Jahannam if all of us are forced to do our actions? Rather, Allah told us to do the good actions in the Quran, and He created Jannah for the people who do these actions. And Allah forbade us from certain things in the Quran, and then He created the fire for those people who do these actions which are prohibited. Then He gave us a will. If you want to do good, then you know the commandment and you know the reward. And if you want to do evil, and you are free to do that, but then you know the prohibitions and you also know the final abode. And therefore the qudra, or the decree of Allah, can never be used as a justification to sin. And Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they always remain in the middle between the two extremes. Between the extreme of the Qadariya, who deny the decree of Allah, and between the extreme of the Jabariya, who say, no, every person is majbur and nobody has a choice. We say that Allah has a will, and He has also given us as humans a will, and our will is under the will of Allah. Nothing goes outside the decree of Allah. We'll suffice with this. Bi-idhnillah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.